CN Center is the place to be this weekend to see firsthand how hockey and our region's rich history of indigenous culture and artistic traditions go hand in hand. The Prince George Cougars Indigenous Weekend will pack hockey fans in the rink with near-capacity crowds expected for their two Western Hockey League home games, Friday against the Brandon Wheat Kings and Saturday against the Kamloops Blazers. After years of having a single-game promotion built around an Indigenous theme, the Cougars recognized the popularity of the event and have extended it to two games. The Cougars always talk about being part of the fabric of the community and First Nations residents here in Prince George and surrounding areas, whether they're diligent fans coming to us every night as season members or if they never come to games, we want to give them something to come to the rink and celebrate the Cougars and celebrate with each other, said Cougars Director of Business Taylor Dackers. We're trying to provide entertainment in the North and we're trying to make them proud of the Cougars and the North and the First Nations community is a big part of that. Our job as a business is to sell tickets and it certainly does that too and that's why we've expanded it to a weekend instead of a single game. So for us it checks all the boxes of what we're trying to do here. Attendance at Cougars games is up 23% over last year at this time. Crowds so far this season have averaged 3,980, up from a 3,250 average as of January 20, 2024. We're expecting, as long as we put wins on the board over the next 2 months, attendance will increase as well, said Dackers. The Cougar players will be wearing jerseys emblazoned with a unique intricate character designed by Dakwal artist Kobe Antoine of the Lake Babine Nation near Burns Lake. The team's game-worn jerseys and socks will be available for bidders in an online auction through the Cougars website. The online auction started today and will continue through next Thursday. Already, Cone Zimmer's number 13 jersey has fetched a $2,500 bid. A buy now option is available for fans who want to meet a set threshold price on any jersey that's still up for bids. During each game night, there will also be a silent auction set up near Section R in the concourse where fans can bid on game-worn jerseys. A table will be set up near the front doors of the rink and for a $5 ticket you can enter the draw for one of the jerseys. Musicians and dancers from the host Laidley Tena First Nation, as well as the Babine Lake, Takla, Nadla Wutin, Stulatin and Gixon Nations will be there before, during and after the games to entertain the fans. The CN Center Concourse will be turned into an Indigenous arts and crafts marketplace for paintings, beadwork and clothing handmade by exceptionally talented artisans. By doubling the celebration weekend, we doubled the ability of people to come and watch the game and in this case for two different opponents, which is awesome, and we also doubled the ability to put the performers in front of people, said Dackers. Takla First Nation is making the trip and they've got some kids to do some drumming at the entry doors. They haven't been involved the past couple years, they're pretty far away, 6 hours. The anthem, on Friday, will be sung by two elementary schools, Harwin and Noosda Yo, and they'll sing in Dakwal, which is very cool, a little bit more exposure to that language and the culture. The Nadla, Fraser Lake, and Stulatin, Stulako, traditional performers will be featured during the second intermission Friday and the Kostan drummers will deliver a post-game performance on the ice after the game. On Saturday, Marissa Kraus of the Lake Babine Nation will sing O Canada. Laidley Tena musician, artist, author Kim Gucci, who designed last year's Indigenous Cougar jersey, will provide the first intermission entertainment. An extended second intermission will feature the Northern Spirit, Thundering Eagles, Quanta Mountain Drummers of Quesnel. It's a very powerful powwow dance, I don't know if I've seen any performances that can match it, said Dackers. After Saturday's game, the Gixon All Clans dancers of Hazelton, Kispia Ox, Kitwanga will give fans a reason to stick around and wait for traffic leaving the parking lots to subside. Our friend Robert Sebastian, a very well-known artist and performer from Hazelton, has a group from Gixon First Nation and what he has planned is something cool and unique, said Dackers. We've never had anything like that on our ice surface before so we're naturally looking forward to that. Cougars players will also gather in the concourse for an autograph session after Saturday's game. Prince George Cougars. Indigenous Weekend, Friday, Brandon Wheat Kings vs. Cougars, 7 p.m., CN Center. Entertainment lineup. Pre-game, Takla First Nation drummers, 5:30 p.m., front doors of CN Center. National anthem, Harwin Elementary and Nustayo Elementary. First intermission, Stulla Tin vs. Nadla Wadin Hockey Exhibition. Second intermission, Nadla and Stalatin traditional performers. Postgame, on ice, Kostan drummers. Saturday, Kamloops Blazers vs. Cougars, 6 p.m. CN Center. Entertainment lineup. National anthem, Marissa Kraus of Lake Babine First Nation. First intermission, Kim Gauchi of Laidley Tena First Nation. Second intermission, Northern Spirit, Thundering Eagles, Quanta Mountain Drummers. Postgame, on ice, Gixon All Clans Dancers. Postgame, concourse, Cougars Team Autographs.